Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Chemtrails and geoengineering are two terms that are becoming acceptable to talk about now, which is really extraordinary. And I want to give a shout out to Dane Wigington from Geoengineering Watch, who has been at this for 20 plus years, focused on educating people about the manipulation of the weather system and our biosphere. Of course, I've been interviewing him for many years, and I've been warning about this. And I want to tell you here today, give you the analysis that will shock a lot of people. But what you're really watching with the geoengineering, the dimming of the sun, and the removal of carbon from the atmosphere, this is a terraforming operation. So really the term geoengineering, it really describes the how. But the why of this is terraforming. In other words, some intelligent entity or civilization or species is altering our planet to make it less hospitable to human life. And I will describe the ways in which this is happening. Now, if you've heard me say this before, that's because I gave a presentation on this very point in 2019. At the Genesis 6 conference put on by Steve Quayle in Branson, Missouri. And there I gave a speech called Oblivion Agenda. And even though that was pre-COVID, I predicted COVID. I said, and you can watch the speech now, it's on Brighteon.com. You can even go to oblivionagenda.com and you can see it. But I predicted that biological warfare would be used to exterminate humanity and that terraforming was underway in order to prepare Earth for a non-human future. And those are the terms that I used. And it was apparent to me that the attack was focused on shutting down photosynthesis. In fact, Steve Quayle himself has said ever since that that was a profound moment for him when he was watching my presentation and he realized that this was indeed a war on photosynthesis. And photosynthesis, of course, is the basis of all life on Earth. It's the basis of plant life, which becomes the basis of animal life, and also, of course, human life at the same time. So without photosynthesis, you know, you have a dead planet. And as you probably know, photosynthesis has three inputs. They are sunlight, they are water, and carbon dioxide. So sunlight obviously has to get through the atmosphere, has to reach the surface of the Earth. Water has to be taken up through the roots, and carbon dioxide is taken in through the leaves, and it has to be present in atmospheric air in order for plants to take up carbon dioxide. Now, all three of these inputs are under extreme attack by some entity or civilization that is running the geoengineering, weather control, and terraforming operations in order to alter planet Earth and make it hospitable to a post-human future, which means making it inhospitable to human life. Let's talk about global dimming first. We have companies out there right now that are launching balloons filled with things like chalk dust or sulfur dust, various forms of sulfur. They launch balloons to let them burst in the atmosphere in order to block the sun. And they're pushing for hundreds of millions of tons of these pollutants to be pushed into the sky in order to dim the sun. And one such organization is called Make Sunsets. What they really should be calling themselves is Exterminate Humanity. Because that's what happens if you block the sun enough, you shut down photosynthesis and you end all human life on Earth, as we're talking about here. But this effort to mess with the sun and block the sun, it is an anti-life effort, and it is designed to destroy life as we know it on this planet. Now, carbon dioxide, at the same time, is under attack by the climate change lunatics who are claiming that all carbon is bad and that they have to decarbonize the atmosphere, which means removing all carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. If they were to decarbonize the atmosphere, it would kill all life on Earth, which is, of course, the goal. So they do that through carbon sequestration, And by halting carbon production, that's why they wanted to shut down combustion engines, for example. It's why they want human civilization to use no energy, because they don't want any carbon to be released into the atmosphere, because that carbon would support plant life. It would support crop growth. It would support beneficial warming of the planet. The planet does need beneficial warming in order to be more of a rainforest atmosphere, to be greener, to have more rainfall inland. It needs more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Carbon dioxide is not a bad thing. It is a wonderful thing. It is a gift from God and the cosmos. It's the most important molecule in the form of carbon dioxide that we know on our planet. Without it, we would all die. Now, terraforming is the long-term plan. It is, again, shaping Earth and its atmosphere, its sunlight intensity, its average global temperature to be more appropriate for alien life. Aliens that, let's say, want a colder planet and a more dim planet. And that's what the climate cult is pushing towards. A freezing cold planet with more frozen ice and dim sunlight that doesn't reach the plants, and less photosynthesis and fewer rainforests and less grass. Just basically a cold, dead planet is what all the climate cultists are pushing for. All the Democrats, all the globalists, all the WEF people, that's what they're pushing for, is a cold, dead planet. But it turns out that getting rid of humans is more difficult than they suspected. And so they needed a rapid extermination weapon. And that turns out to be, well, multiple weapons, but the most notable is the vaccine jab. So by convincing people to line up and inject themselves with biological weapons that cause infertility, spontaneous death, and of course depopulation in the aggregate, then they can clear out some significant portion of human population without fighting a war. Now, understand the importance of this point. If you were trying to colonize some planet somewhere, and it was already inhabited with lower life forms, even though you might have the technology to beat them all in a fight and kill them and exterminate them, it's a lot of work to do that. You know, it's a lot less work to convince the organisms there to kill themselves. Right? I know it's cruel and it's malicious, but here we are. So if there is an entity that wants to alter Earth and wants to colonize Earth and carry out ethnic cleansing of Earth to eliminate human beings, the easiest way to do that is to convince humans to kill themselves. And so what do? Well, you transfer technology for death jabs to some certain group of humans. You call it mRNA technology. And then you help them push a plandemic psyop to frighten everybody to death into lining up and taking these deadly jabs. And then people do that. And you're proving the unworthiness of the human race in the fact that they are so gullible that they line up and literally commit vaccine-assisted suicide, which is kind of a cosmic joke. You know, if you're some advanced alien species, you're looking at humans, you're like, they probably don't deserve to live anyway. Look how stupid they are. They line up and agree to be killed. We didn't even have to fight them. All we had to do was scare them, and they killed themselves, you know? How stupid. That's probably the kind of attitude that you would see from some other species observing Earth right now. And then you might combine that with some kind of binary weapon system, you know, like wireless technology, 5G towers, some kind of transmitters, or some other little-known weapon system, maybe a self-replicating weapon system, maybe nanotechnology, nanowires, something like that. And you would have a binary weapon system to activate the deaths in the people who were dumb enough to line up and keep taking all these jabs over and over again. And so when you look around and you wonder, why are people just dropping dead? Well, maybe this is part of the answer. I'm not saying for certain, but it's something to consider. Now, here's the thing. After all this is said and done, after it has run its course, after this has run its course and all the sort of easy to kill people have killed themselves, then at that point, then you have to go to war with the rest. You have to, you know, take them out kinetically against their will. If they refuse to consent to vaccines and they refuse to consent to the fluoride poisoning and they refuse to consent to, you know, whatever, the electromagnetic weapon systems and everything else that's going on, then at some point you go to war with those survivors. Those survivors are us. We are the survivors. We are the survivors of the jab. We are the survivors of the famine, you know, all of it. We will be the next target in the next phase of this extermination agenda. And what will that agenda look like? Well, we already got a little taste of that with the mysterious orb drones that were flying over the military bases last year. Remember that mystery that suddenly fell off the edge of public attention and nobody's been talking about it ever since? But they were mysterious drones that had stealth capabilities that could fly higher and faster than anything that we know that has been built by man. Well, those drones are, of course, being weaponized. And there is a movie you can check out that I think gives you a pretty good visual representation of what these orbs really are. And that movie, of course, is with Tom Cruise and Morgan Freeman, and it's called Oblivion. Very interesting that, you know, also my speech is called Oblivion Agenda. But in this movie, Oblivion, which is one of my favorite films, you see Tom Cruise's character, which is really a clone of a human, working with these drones to effectively exterminate humanity and to steal all the resources from planet Earth, notably ocean water and other minerals, no doubt. Just for the record, the Tom Cruise character doesn't realize he's exterminating humans. He thinks he's saving humanity. But of course, it's all a giant alien psyop. And so that movie is worth watching. Sorry about the spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but I won't spoil it anymore. It's a really good movie. One of the best, again, one of the best all-time movies, so check it out. So those orbs in Oblivion, they are spheres, and they have anti-gravity propulsion systems. They don't have propellers or jet engines or anything like that. They just fly around with some kind of hidden energy system. But that technology exists. And they have powerful weapons on them, you know, some kind of lasers or guns of some kind. And they have scanning capabilities, and clearly they have AI programming, etc. Well, all of that is going to be deployed against us at some point by some party. Even if you don't think it's aliens or demons from another dimension, well, our own globalists, whether they're human or half-human or what, or half-reptilian, who knows, but they're going to deploy that technology against the surviving humans. And that's why it's important for those survivors to have their own technology to defend themselves against the AI killbots. So we're going to see actually the rise of decentralized open-source AI robots used for perimeter surveillance, security, and defense, and also flying AI bots, in essence, that will fly around your property and keep an eye on everything. And in case you don't believe me, there's a company that makes the Ring doorbell, you know, it's called Ring, that's already just announced exactly that. It's a Ring drone that flies around your home when you're not home. And it keeps an eye on everything, and it takes pictures of anything suspicious or anything that's moving. It just flies around up and down your hallways and through your bedrooms and through your living room and whatever. So that's not science fiction anymore. That's already been announced, and I've seen the video. So that's going to get a lot more sophisticated. Soon you'll have drones that do perimeter security around your property on the outside. And they will fly around, do their job, and then they'll set themselves back down on the landing pad, which will double as a charging station, charge back up, and then fly back out again, you know, every few hours or whatever you have set up for that. And of course, they'll avoid rain or high winds or things like that. But for the most part, they'll just run their surveillance operations. Well, that same kind of technology is going to be used against you by whoever's running the extermination campaign. You know, globalists, aliens, demons, whatever. They're going to have killbots and kamikaze bots that run around seeking out humans and blowing them up, or attacking your home by entering your home, or dropping grenades or bombs or launching small missiles or whatever they have. And yes, yeah, that day is coming when you're going to be at war with the machines, but you're going to have machines on your side also. So that's the thing about the Terminator movie series that I don't think was really accurate, is that they didn't really show all the robots that would be used by humans. See, I see a future where the survivors use robotics and use drones and use AI. Otherwise, they won't be able to survive. It's an arms race with whatever entity is trying to wipe us out. Yeah, they'll have robotics and they'll use them for extermination. They'll have drones, they'll have satellites, they'll have all that. So the surviving humans will have to turn to really exotic technology in order to stay alive. All right, so that's really what I wanted to explain here. I want to encourage you, get prepared in whatever way you can. Firearms will still play a critical role in self-defense in all of this. You do need firearms. There will probably be EMP weapons thrown around everywhere. You're going to need some EMP protection devices. Our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, has a line of backpacks and bags that all have Faraday material. And they're called Escape Zone. If you want to check those out, go to healthrangerstore.com/escape. Or you can go to sat123.com and look at the Escape Zone products there. They're also rolling out a really large Faraday, almost like a duffel bag. I wouldn't quite call it a duffel bag, but it's big. It's designed to cover an entire solar generator to protect it from EMP. I think those are coming out in April, but you can get one of those and you can stuff all kinds of things into it, laptops and, you know, your night vision gear, and all your electronics that you want to survive an EMP attack or a solar flare, stuff them into those bags. And by the way, their backpacks are ballistic bulletproof backpacks with 4 Faraday dividers in the Faraday sections, like one for your laptop, one for your key fobs and things like that. And that's a rugged military grade backpack I'm talking about. It's got level 3A ballistic protection in it as well. Really important stuff. And of course, you know, put your satellite phones in there, put your electronic flashlights. Again, anything that you want to make sure will survive EMP attacks, put it inside your Faraday protection, and hopefully, and you'll be able to keep it safe. All right, so check all that out. And of course, you can follow my work at naturalnews.com as well as brighteon.com. And you can follow me on X at Health Ranger. I'm also Health Ranger at brighteon.social, brighteon.io, which is a decentralized social media network built on blockchain. And you can also find me on Telegram at Real Health Ranger. So thank you for listening, and I pray for your safety. Get prepared. It's going to get interesting. All right, we've got some new things to share with you here, including my new music album, which we'll talk about in a second. But we have a new docuseries available at brightu.com, which is Brighteon University. It's called Feel Good Gut Health, and it's all about supporting your gut health. And that is running starting March 22nd. And if you sign up for it, it's free to watch. You, of course, you always have the option to purchase it if you want, or you don't have to. You can just watch one episode every day as it goes on a loop each 24 hours, and you can watch the whole thing for free. That's at brightu.com. Now, At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we have an assortment of really high-end products. Some of them are just back in stock that can help also support your natural gut health. And I put a little collection on my desk here. Let me show you. We've got Fermented Super 30. That's on the left side there with the orange label. That is 30 foods and superfoods that are fermented to really express the full nutrient properties of those foods. It's a powder that you can mix in with smoothies and other things. We've also got a probiotic drink mix with kombucha. We have cherry and we have pomegranate flavors. That's what you're seeing there. Those are available right now, healthrangerstore.com. We have NAC capsules, which is really crucial for supporting your body's natural detoxification process, which is also part of supporting your gut health. You have to detoxify your gut, detoxify your blood. And you know, there are a number of strategies for that, but NAC can help support that natural process. Then we have a new and really popular oat milk product, which has no guar gum, no carrageenan, and it doesn't have any thickeners, and it doesn't have any calcium carbonate in it whatsoever. Because a lot of other oat milk products out there, you're actually drinking chalk. They literally just put chalk in it. That's what calcium carbonate is, to make it milky and white. So if you don't want to drink chalk, but you love oat milk, then get our oat milk at healthrangerstore.com. It's completely chalk-free and carrageenan-free as well. You're going to love it. We've got clean chlorella there in a couple of different forms. Chlorella has a very strong capability of supporting detoxification and helping to clean out your gut. Just, you know, read the label and consume it as directed. And remember, all of this is part of the feel-good gut health theme that we have going on right now. So go to brightyou.com to sign up for feel-good gut health. That's free. One other thing I want to show you is that my music album is now available. And it's available at Spotify. We have the Amethios is my artist name. There it is, Amethios. And then we also have the album called The Awakening. And that album has 9 songs on it. One thing that's missing is I want my bailout money. But I've got another song that I'm working on right now called All Our Dreams Come True. And I just brought a little speaker. I'm just going to play a few seconds of that new song, which will also be available at Spotify and Apple Music and iTunes and iHeartRadio. And did I say Amazon? You can get all these on Amazon.com as well. But I want to play for you a little snippet of the new song that's coming out. It's about human liberty and freedom. I just want to play a little bit of the chorus and the first verse for you here. So we'll do this, and then that'll be the conclusion of this video. Here we go.
If we could comply our way to freedom, then we could bomb our way to peace. We could print our way to riches, give away everything for free. If we could tax our way to liberty and lie our way to truth, then tyrants in big government would make all our dreams come true. A farmer in Montana forced to cull his chicken flocks.
All right, folks, that's a little bit of that song, a little teaser. That's coming out soon. Be sure to follow my album at Spotify or other music services. Enjoy the music. You can also, by the way, let me show you another page. You can go to music.brighttown.com, and there you can see all of the music videos that we have available, and you can download MP3 files there for the songs that we have videos for. Like, here's a video for Do What We Say, which is another new song on that album. So enjoy this music video, which is humanity overcoming the Terminator giant robot mechs in a dystopian sci-fi future. I think you'll really enjoy these songs. They all have a pro-human, pro-liberty focus to them. So thank you for all your support, and shop with us to support us at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for all your support. Take care.